Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Living life in L.A., it's the place to be. You got to be there, you know it. Everybody wanna see living life in L.A. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Motown Maurice and Friends. This is June 14th, 2012, and I am so delighted to be on the air once again, about to introduce you to some wonderful people who have recently created or are in the process of creating a web series that you will want to tune into every time it premieres. Ladies and gentlemen, the producer creator is a very special person to me. We met in the fall of 2010, my first few weeks in L.A., and we've been tight ever since, and I'm so happy to know that she is on the path of creating this web series. This web series is called Life in L.A. It's a web series about a group of artists who are living in L.A., who are friends, and they have to deal with all these unexpected challenges and trials and the questions of their identity. And right now we're about to talk about it on the line, so please put your hands together. Make some noise for the creative producer, Cassandra Raphael, and the producer, Mimi. Put it up, put it up, put it up, put it up. Ladies and gentlemen, is Cassandra and Mimi on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I'm excited.
How are you ladies doing today?
Doing really, really, really good. I'm so happy to be on your show. Thank you for having us.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. I'm so excited to be talking about your new project that you're working on. And from my understanding, Cassandra, talk to me for a second. From my understanding, this all gave birth inside of a coffee shop in Hollywood, Starbucks, correct? Is Cassandra there? Okay, well, Mimi, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Tell me about the process of Tell me about how this all started.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Cassandra, tell me about how this all started.
Oh, okay. Pretty much like a group of us artists, like we've been talking about working together. And so we had a meeting at Starbucks on Hollywood Boulevard. And we kind of just brainstormed them. You know, we knew we wanted to work together, and we kind of just, you know, inputted ideas, and we came up with, how about we do a web series? And then through that meeting, the project kind of developed, kind of just took its way, kind of gave birth to what later became Life in L.A.
Fantastic. So it all started in Starbucks. It all came together. It all gave birth to Life in L.A. So to my understanding, it's based off a real story of your life, not exactly, you know, not exactly the real story, but it's loosely based, correct?
Yeah, it's very loosely based, but a lot of what the characters go through in Life in L.A. is kind of based on actual events that we went through. And some of it's kind of like we played a little bit. It's like, you know, completely like fiction. But I mean, it's reality, and it's relatable for anybody who's, whether you're in Hollywood, New York, or in your hometown, anybody who's trying to reach for that big, you know, something that they've always had that drive for. And, like, it's not easy, you know what I mean? And you'll definitely see it throughout as the stories, you know, grow and develop, that it's not easy at all. And we go through all these, you know, ups and downs, all these challenges, and they're to be expected to come, you know? They're expected to come. However, these challenges are expected to be overcome. And the easiest, the most simplest way that we're able to kind of go over to the other side is by doing it together. Like, nobody, we don't want anybody to feel like they're in this alone. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the fact that we all have these goals, these drives, we're able to kind of, like, have fun with it, enjoy the process a little more, and not kind of, like, isolate ourselves and kind of, like, do it alone. But, like, the fact that we all can, like, have somebody to turn to, have each other to turn to, it's more fun, more exciting, and we can get there at a much more enjoyable journey.
Wonderful. I want to talk about some of the characters and how some of the characters are influenced by your personal experience. So, Nimi, who's the character you're playing in this piece?
Esther Black. It's not Jeff. To me, it's a very young person.
Nimi's breaking up a little bit. I'm hearing a little breakup.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, okay, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was saying is, life in L.A. for my character is, she's very chill, very relaxed, but she gives us money as well. She likes to get things done. And that's me in life as well. I like to get things done. I like to make sure everything's in order. And she doesn't really like the conflict that goes down in life in L.A., but she tries to find a way to make it work within the group.
Very nice. So is that you? Are you kind of relaxed and chill just like your character?
I have my chill moments, but now I'm more of a very energetic, outgoing person. Very hyper. That's not Sandra at all.
Oh, that's not. So where are the similarities? Or is it all acting?
Just the similarities would have to be, you know, we're business-minded. We like to focus, and we don't just do things in a half way. We like to do everything in a full way. We like to make sure everything is done, you know, the right way. And, you know, that's how we, you know, we're similar. But other than that's pretty much it.
So, Cassandra, who's your character? Tell me how you're similar.
Okay, I'll be playing the character of Claudia. And we're similar because we both are into the entertainment industry. Claudia is an aspiring filmmaker. And I'm an aspiring actress, but I've kind of branched out, and this is going to be my producer's debut. So, like, we're kind of similar in terms of our love for film, and we're also similar in terms of our desire to pursue this. And also, like, Claudia's parents are very, like, conservative. She came from, like, a small hometown background, which, you know, I did as well. And, you know, her parents wanted her to, you know, do the traditional route, you know, go to law school or something of that nature. And Claudia kind of felt like, you know, she never had a desire to practice law, so why would it make sense for her to go to law school? You know what I mean? So, like, we're kind of similar in terms of we kind of, like, shifted away from what, you know, our family kind of, like, wanted us to do, but yet we're trying to find sense through it all and kind of, like, be okay with our decision. So we're still looking for, like, affirmation that, you know, we're going down the right path, even though it may be different from what, you know, ideally, you know, somebody else wanted for us, but we're still, you know, trying to commit to that decision.
So is Claudia, like, the rebel child of the family?
Yeah, she's a little bit of the rebel child. She's a little bit of a, you know, not afraid to stand her ground.
So that makes Cassandra the rebel child, huh?
Yeah, we have a lot of similarities, but we are also different because Claudia kind of, like, questions a lot, and she's a little more unsure, you know what I mean, of should I or shouldn't I, whereas I'm more of a, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I know I'm going to do, like, there's no question about it. So Claudia's a little hesitant, you know, more than I am, but she definitely goes through what I'm sure a lot of people go through out here in terms of are they going down the right path.
Fantastic. Oh, this is so exciting. Before we get into any more of the characters, I definitely want to talk about some of the other characters that we are going to be looking forward to on this web series. But I want to see, I think we have a few callers online right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Motown, Maurice, and Friends. Make sure you press the number one if you want to ask a question or give a shout-out to the producers, Cassandra and Nimi, and we'll make sure that you get online. Before I bring on this caller, Nimi, what is your area code? Because there's a mix-up here on the line. Is it 323 or 832?
I'm 832.
You're 832.
Correct.
Sounds great. So we got a caller from area code 323 who is on the line right now. Area code 323, what's your name, your question, or your comment?
Hey, this is G-Buddy.
Hey,
Jibody.
Hi,
Jibody.
How are you?
Oh, good. I'm actually one of the characters in the show. I was trying to call in earlier, but they were running my work errand.
Jibody plays the part of Lisa.
Lisa, so since you're one of the characters, tell us about Lisa and tell us the similarities between Lisa and yourself.
I believe Lisa is the artist of the crew, the literal visual artist, and she is. I think my Cassandra has a bigger background in my characters than I know. But I believe she comes like from a West African background, and so she makes the choice to become an artist rather than being something else that their parents would have wanted to be. So it's sort of her challenges of being an artist in the city of Los Angeles.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. So were you at this initial meeting at the coffee shop when all of you all brainstormed together?
Actually, no. I got brought to the project after it was starting to be developed.
Very nice. Very nice. So how does it feel to be a part of this web series, and what do you think about the potential of it?
I'm pretty excited about it. I think it has some great potential to it. Like Cassandra mentioned earlier, I think it's very important to sort of address the issues that people sort of go through when, especially you're in, L.A., one of the city's dreams, to go through the journey of what people can actually go through and feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important to highlight that, and also highlight the fact that I believe all three of us are not even originally from Los Angeles. So there's that other adjustment of, like, being in a city that you'd even grow up in, and trying to also bring your dream in that city that you don't really have ownership of.
Very nice. So this is an open question. Let's steer away from the web series for a second. Now, it says in the description that you guys are all friends. Now, how do you really know each other? I want to get a little, how do you
really
get each other?
Cassandra, you want to start that off?
Yeah, me and Jibody were roommates. When I moved to L.A., Jibody was one of my first roommates out here in L.A., so that's how we met. And then Nimi, I met Nimi at work. I used to work at the Music Box in Hollywood Boulevard, and that's how kind of me and Nimi, we were doing, we were working together, and we kind of just started talking, and then as throughout the conversation, I discovered she was an actor, and I was just like, oh, wow, like, I'm an actor, and we kind of just clicked from there.
Very nice, very
and
nice. Very
Motown, nice. Like you mentioned before, we met on set.
Yes, we did. We met. What's so funny? What are we laughing at? Y'all want to cue me in on a joke? Anyway. So, yes, we did. We met on set in 2010, which was awesome. So you know pretty much everybody on this cast fairly personally.
Yeah, and not everybody like officially met each other, like knew each other, but it'd be nice, it's cool that to have everybody get together, kind of like people who haven't really met or hung out and kind of just get together and just bounce off all of that magic. Like, because I know everybody who's involved in this project is talented. You know what I mean? So just having all that talent in one project, it's just going to multiply, and a lot of magic's going to happen.
Very nice, very nice. So let's talk about some of the other characters to look forward to.
Yes, Diane is played by Kelly. Kevin, which is you, you play Kevin. Marissa is played by Aisa. Reese is played by an actress named Amani. John is played by Mecca, who's an actor slash comedian. And we also have a wardrobe stylist who's played by Najwa. And we have a production assistant who's played by Vaquita. And one of the members who's at the coffee shop who, you know, helped with the development of this project is Lahai. So he's also, you know, working on behind the scenes and things like that. He's also contributed to, like, the ideas of the writing and things like that. So it's going to be, you know, a decent-sized cast, decent-sized crew, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this sounds like a lot of fun, and I must say from personal experience, it has been a lot of fun. We had our first table read, like, less than a month ago, and that was a blast. Indeed, we all had a lot of fun. You know, it was a good experience. Good experience getting together with other fellow artists and just expressing oneself. And share it. It was good. It was really good. It was really good. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Motown Maurice and Friends. Remember, if you want to say something online, press the number one so I can know that you are online to make a comment or stuff. So we're going to move on. So Cassandra, what has this whole experience, I mean, been like? This is your debut web series, and I can only assume that this has been extremely challenging. How are, or maybe it's been a great experience. I mean, what has it been like?
Really, it's just been, like, exciting. Because I started acting as, you know, at the age of 10 years old, so my background is in acting. So to have my, you know, producer debut, like, I'm very a hands-on person. So I'm just like a kid in the playground because it's like there's so much you can do and there's so much input where you can put your creative energy. Like, it's limitless. You know what I mean? Like, there's no ceiling as to how much writing you can get done, as to how much, like, where you can go. So I'm having a blast. I'm having so much fun, and it's so satisfying.
Sounds satisfying, and it is satisfying indeed. Motown Maurice and Friends, we're about to take a caller. Ladies and gentlemen, caller number with the last four digits, 1905. 1905 is the last four digits. You are on the line right now. What's your name, question, or comment?
My name is Yannick.
Hey, Yannick,
hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hi,
Cassandra.
That's my mom. I just want to say hello.
Hi, mom.
Oh, Cassandra, that's your mom.
That's my mom. Hi, mom.
Nice. Hi, Cassandra. How are you doing?
Good.
So cute.
Hi, Cassandra's mom. It's me.
Hi, Cassandra's mother.
Hi, baby.
Oh, yeah, mommy.
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Tell us about Cassandra. Now that we got you online, tell us something about Cassandra. Let's bring out some of the dirt. Was she a bad child growing up? Is she really rebel child? She gave you a lot of trouble?
No, she's a nice, sweetie girl. She always liked to sing.
She's telling all your life. Come on, tell us some more.
She likes, you know, to read. She likes to help. She's very nice.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Mom.
So I got to ask Mom, so when Cassandra said she was coming to Hollywood, was that a big concern for you? Did you want her to go?
No.
Wait. No?
Let it come here. Oh, yeah. No.
Hello. Are you supporting Cassandra all the way, right?
No, she loves to be there.
Cool. You got anything you want to say, Cassandra?
I would like to
just
want to
say thank you, Mom, for supporting me and not thinking I was crazy when I wanted to, you know, come to Hollywood, and for always, you know, supporting me when I wanted to go on auditions and working on my acting and really being behind me and not, you know, wanting me to do what I wanted to do. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's Shirley.
Hi, this is your little sister. Hi,
hi,
Sharon.
Hi,
Sharon. Aww, so cute.
Now we have a family out here.
I just wanted to say I love you. I'm so happy and proud of you. And, you know, we know you're going to reach any goal that you set.
Aw, thank you, Shalane. Well, I'm proud of you, too. My sister just graduated college, so I'm very proud of her as well.
All right, give it up for your sister.
Hi, Shalane.
So, Shalane, you got any dirt on Cassandra that you want to share with, you know, millions of viewers?
Any dirt. Well, I have a lot of dirt, but I don't think I want to do that to her.
Oh, okay. We'll save that for another show.
I know where you live.
We'll save that for another show. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much for calling. Yep, no problem. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. The support is pouring in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice and Friends. If you want to make a comment or have a question, make sure you press the number one so I know what you're here for. So, Cassandra, how does that feel?
It feels good.
And where's your family from again?
Boston. They're all in Boston right now. They all live in Boston. That's where I grew up, was born and raised. You know, Bostonian and everything like that. So it's a big difference, California and Boston, but it's a change that I enjoy. So, I mean, I love Boston. Like, I'll always be, like, a Bostonian at heart.
Mm-hmm. So is Boston where you plan to return one day, or is Hollywood home for you?
I plan to retire on an island, a Caribbean island. I'm Haitian. I'm a Caribbean child, so you know that's in my blood. So I definitely want to go to my homeland, and you know I love being on an island with the mango trees and the fruits and the tropical drinks. So that feels home to me.
That's home. Wow. I love it, and. It sounds like Boston is just waiting to round up a parade for you at the end of this web series. By the time you're done with this, I can see a parade happening.
Yeah, I love it. They finally got used to it, the idea of this is what it's going to be, so they've accepted it. So I'm definitely proud.
Very nice. So what are some of the other challenges that what are some of the other challenges that's going to come out of the script that are typical to living in L.A.?
Some of the challenges that go on with these characters, some of the characters get fired from a job. Some of the challenges are like relationship challenge, whether it's always a question with actors, is it wise to date another actor and things of that sort. And one of the characters did have a relationship with an actor, and it turns out to be one of the biggest mistakes of her life, of her career, and just a lot of things, like she can't shake this dark past that happened. But she's learning, how to, step over it and, not let it, ruin her. But these characters go, it gets shaky for a lot of these characters. And you find out, are they able to stand? Are they still able to keep their height through it all? Or does it kind of break them and send them home? So it's a lot of it is unpredictable, and a lot of us will be rooting for these characters, but I mean, we don't know how it's going to end, so you have to stay tuned, watch out, root for these characters and be expected to be surprised.
We're not going to be able to vote off the characters, are we?
No, but the characters might end up voting themselves off, but we got to see, We got to see.
Oh, but I got to know, who is the actor that dated one of the actors in real life? Who is that?
Well, that part is fiction.
Come on. You know that's not fiction. Come on.
Wait, the Kevin character? Kevin's character is fiction. Yeah. Okay. Kevin and I don't want to say too much.
Don't say
it.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but it's some spite.
Jabroni, I think Jabroni or Nimi had that personal experience, you know, and you don't want to let us know, but it's okay.
Hell no, that's not me.
Definitely not me.
Y'all are anti-dating actors, is that what it is?
Huh? Oh, so anti-dating actors? No, I'm not against dating actors, but that like, you know, through, you know, hanging out and stuff like that, a conversation would come up like, oh, would you date an actor? Like, I've had actor friends. They're not here, you know, not somebody who's necessarily on the line right now, but they stated that they won't date an actor. Like, it's just a do not. Just for a personal reason.
I don't mind. I won't mind dating an actor. I mean, apparently, if they're going to be a good person and everything, I'm fine with that. I'll date whoever is going to be good to me, basically, is what I'm saying.
I'll hit it.
What she said? Wait a second. I don't know what I just heard. What? Whoa. What was that last comment?
Oh, I said I hit it.
You wouldn't?
No, I hit it. I mean, I would hit it.
Oh, okay.
That is too funny. She said, I'll hit it.
I personally wouldn't mind because I think a lot of dating an actor, they'll get it. They'll get what you go through. If you're having a bad day, like, they'll understand. They can kind of understand you a little more, and you can relate to them more. You know what I'm saying? They'll get why you have your ups and downs. Like, you know, you can connect more. I feel more connected in my personal experience.
Yeah, I think it's the ego issue. I think people about dating actors is the ego part.
Right. Yeah.
But that could go for any artist, honestly, not just an actor.
Right.
That is true. So, ladies, as we come to a close, I just want, you know, you all to have an opportunity to share your last statements about this web series, or maybe it be about your personal experience here in L.A., since we're talking about life in L.A. So, Jabroni, in closing statements, tell me, what is it that you think people will take from watching this web series?
I'm hoping that they would take L.A. in a different light and not have such a stereotypical view of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Because being from Northern California, there is a sort of stigma that comes with, L.A. other than the winter. And personally, living here, I've never really saw that stigma. That stigma that's so hype is like 5% in my mind. So I hope it will give, like, a nice view of what Los Angeles really is rather than any sort of stereotypical hype.
Very well said. Nimi, what will audiences take from watching this web series?
I hope that audience, what they take from this is that when we go through things in life, we all need one another to really get there. And that's what Life in LA is about. Life in LA is about having that relationship, going through trials and tribulations, and being able to see the outcome when it gets there, and to celebrate that outcome when it gets there. So that's what I hope that they get out of it, just to keep going and to not give up and to not give up on their dream and to not let anyone, you know, break them down in any way or to say that they can't do it, and know that through good relationships, family, friends, just that support group, they'll overcome anything and everything.
Very well said. And Cassandra, closing us out, what will viewers take from watching Life in LA?
First, I'd like to thank everybody involved in this project. I'd like to, you know, everybody from, you know, all the actors who signed on board, everybody who's excited to be part of this project. I'd like to thank you all. And I'd also like to just, what I would say is, really what I want everybody to get out of this project is, you can only go so far doing things alone. You know what I mean? I really want people to understand, like, when you come together and you have ideas and you collaborate and you create and you form yourself with not so much of people who are like-minded, but you're open and receptive to people who may have a different perspective, but through all of that can create something special. That's what I want people to know. You don't necessarily have to go outside of yourself and wait
on somebody else to create what you're looking for, you can kind of join together, join forces, and have part in creating that. Whatever that missing piece is, that you can take control over that and create something that will have a lasting impression, not only on yourself, but can kind of like have a domino effect on other people, and where other people can get something out of what you did. And so I really want people to get that, and I really want people, I just want to inspire people to just, you know, whether you want to come out to Hollywood or whether you want to, whatever it is, I just want people to not be afraid. Just jump at it, and you'll be proud you did.
Very well said. I'm so excited. And, Cassandra, I want to thank you for inviting me to be a part of this web series. Just to the table read, I had a wonderful experience of reading my part, and I'm looking forward to when the cameras are rolling. So thank you for making me a part of your vision, all of you.
Thank you for offering your talent. I really appreciate it.
The pleasure is all mine. As we close out, everyone wants to know how they can locate you, how they can find you, how they can support you. You got a presence online you want to tell us about?
Yes. Facebook, you can go to www.facebook.com/LifeInLAWebSeries. It's all one word, all, you know, really simple, really all joined together. Life in LA web series. So that's where you can find the update. It'll have information of the screening that we'd invite, you know, everybody to come to the screening, and any information that you want to find, it'll be right there on that website.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from the creator herself, Cassandra Raphael. We also have the other producer on the line, Nimi, and actress Jabrodi. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Life in L.A. Thank you so much, ladies, for being on this show. This has been awesome. We're going to make sure we get this web series out there so everybody can experience life in L.A. I hope I'm not ruining your project with this song. I mean, hey, maybe you might need me as the artist to come up with the theme song. I don't know, and maybe not. Bebop. You prefer me bebop.
Bebop,
okay.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, no. So we're signing out. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate it. This is Life in L.A. We are signing out. Make sure you check them out. Facebook.com/LifeInLAWebSeries. You ladies have been great. Y'all take care now.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. Make sure you check me out on my blog, MotownMaurice.com. Check me out on my adventures. And until we meet again. Motown Maurice.